Hare Krishna. So welcome to the second session. Now there was a great devotee called Ram Bhoja, of the devotee of Lord Parshuram. And Lord Parshuram made him king of the whole place. He was a very pious king and very virtuous king, not like those whom he killed. So to establish auspiciousness, he was about to perform Ashwamedha Yajna. And for that, the king has to personally plow the field. You know? So he was plowing the field, and under his plow, suddenly one snake came. He got stuck with the plow and he got killed. Of course, the snake was a demon. It had to be killed. But still, because the king killed a snake, he had to perform atonement. So Parshuramji told him that you establish a Rupya Pitha in the place where Chandra performed penances. So go to that place and establish Rupya Pitha, means a pedestal of silver. Rupya or Rajata Pitha, that means it's a very big platform of silver, and make places for four snakes to stand on that and feed milk to those snakes, and I will appear on that place and relieve you of that curse. So Parshuramji appeared on that Rupya Pitha, and the four snakes were filled milk, given milk by Ram Bhoja, and thus he got relieved of the karma. So at the same place where you have Chandramurshwar temple, opposite that is called as Ananteshwara, where inside there is Rupya Pitha, there is a pedestal of silver. Now there is another story where Parshuram came here, and at that time Lord Shiva, in performing pastime, taught him Dhanurvidya. Okay, so Lord Shiva requested that in return, I would like you to appear in the form of Linga as I appear. There is only one demigod who appears as Linga, that is Lord Shiva. But he requested Parshuramji to appear in the form of Linga on Rupya Pitha. So instead of coming as a person, he appeared as Linga. So what you see in Ananteshwara is a Linga like Shiva, but he is not Lord Shiva, he is Parshuramji. So it's called as Ananta Shayana or Ananta Asana or Ananteshwara, the Ishwara of Lord Shiva, Ananteshwara. Linga only. It's in the form of Linga, the way we see Shivalinga, on the silver pedestal. But the four snakes, where are they? We can't see them from very distant, because the temples here are very unique, you know. You have a door, then a door, then a door, then a door, then a door. A seventh door is the final Lord's place. And all the doors are lit with lamps only. It's all the dark, and only the pillars are hung with ghee lamps, constantly pouring ghee in that. And in the light of those lamps, you can see the deity. So every detail may not be able to be seen. But still, from the Puranas and description in Skanda Purana, mainly Skanda Purana, all this description is there of Rupya Pitha. So then, further, this Ram Bhoja had a son called Kadamba who became king. Then he had a son called Vasu who became king. Then Vasu got married with Sushila, and they gave birth to a king called Himangada. And Humangada gave son birth to Mayur Varma. And Mayur Varma was a famous king. He was chivalrous and most devoted king. So lots of descriptions of Mayur Varma is there. So Mayur Varma one time had Kashyapa as guest. And Lord Kashyapa, this Kashyap Muni, he requested, please stay in my kingdom. So Kashyap Muni said that in your kingdom there are no good Brahmins. So I will not stay here. So Mayur Varma was very upset actually. He felt very sad that I am not able to host Kashyapa Muni because he is saying that there is no good Brahmins over here. So he only asked Kashyapa Muni, can you please guide me, how do I get Brahmins over here? So Kashyapa guided him and told him that there is a place in Bihar called, Bihar is Magad Desha by the way, which was ruled by Jarasandha one time. So in the Magad Desha there is a place called Aichhatra. In Aichhatra there are pure Brahmins. So you go there and bring some Brahmins here, give them villages and give them maintenance and look after them well, then they will uplift your kingdom by the power of their devotion and the performance of devotion that they will do over here. So King Mayur Varma personally went and actually begged the Brahmins of Aichhatra from Bihar, and 32 of them, families, he brought them to Udupi Kshetra, and he gave them many villages In fact, this whole area around 24 kilometer radius, you know, was donated by him to many, many Brahmins like that. So some of them went to Shivalli, some of them went to, there are many surnames are there, I don't remembering the pronunciation of the surnames. They were given groups of villages by Mayur Verma, and what I remember mostly is Shivalli, where Shivalli Brahmins, those who stayed there, they were named as Shivalli Brahmins. And some of them now do worship into the Udupi temple. Their descendants are the pujaris in Udupi temple. And they are supposed to be very pure Brahmins. And amongst them was one caste called Madhyageha. This Madhyageha caste was very famous. There are many surnames are there. One of them is Madhyageha. Those who stayed in Shivalli. And amongst them was one Brahmin called Narayan Bhatta. And this Narayan Bhatta was a great devotee of Lord Vishnu. At the same time, he was a great devotee of Lord Shiva also. So he had two sons and one daughter. And he lived in the village called Shivalli. But somehow, his two sons died of some disease. And he was left with one daughter only, with no son. So he came all the way to the village called Pajaka from Shivalli. And Pajaka is about 5 miles, 12 kilometers from Udupi. And he knew the glories of Ananteshwara, the full story of how Parashuramji established himself over there and the story of Ram Bhoja and everything. So he knew the power of Ananteshwara. So he every day, for 12 years, along with his wife Vedavati, Narayan Bhatta and Vedavati, both of them walking naked, naked feet, without any footwear, they would walk from there, only drinking milk and nothing else for 12 years to have a son. They had great devotion in the heart for Lord Parashuram and Lord Shiva. So they 12 years did that austerity. At the same time here, what happened was, very story, interesting story. Now we are talking about the story on earth, what's happening on earth. Mayur Verma bringing the Brahmins from Aichhatra, establishing them, uplifting the spirituality and religiosity of his kingdom, giving the Brahmins good shelter and protection and care, thus uplifting the spirituality of his whole kingdom. And then one of the Brahmins, Narayan Bhatta, shifting to Pajaka and walking to Ananteshwara, Udupi every day. This is seeing on the earth. At the same time, what is happening on the earth is, just before some centuries, Shankaracharya had come here. Lord Shiva, on the order of Lord Krishna, incarnated as Shankaracharya. And on the order of Lord Krishna, he established Advaitavad here. Before that, there was Shunyavad. So after uprooting Shunyavad, he established Advaitavad through Shankaracharya. And Advaitavad means very simple, I'll not go in much philosophy. Advaitavad means Lord is Nirakar. He has no personality, he is only Shakti. That's what the philosophy is. Lord has no personality, he has no arms, no ears, no eyes. He only is energy. So that Nirakarvad, impersonalism, Mayavad was so powerful that everybody was Mayavadi by the influence of Shankaracharya. So at that time, all the demigods, they were very, very upset, seeing that everybody has stopped worship of the Lord. They only were considering Lord as only energy. Suppose I am speaking, okay? And you like my speech very much, for example. And you love only my speech and don't love me. Is that good? the speech is mine. I'm giving the speech, so I'm the source of the speech. And like George Harrison, when he became Hare Krishna one day in 1960s, he started singing devotional songs. And people were just crazy of his old songs, romantic songs. So when he would now perform devotional songs, they would say, no, that particular song, whatever song, they would demand. And a stage came in his life, he realized that they don't love me. They love only my voice and my songs. They are too impersonal. They don't care for the person in me. They only like my voice and my songs. Impersonalism, Mayavad, is something like this only. That means you love only things that you have and not you. Maybe I love the food that is cooked by you, which is very tasty, but I don't care for you. I am only attached to the food that you cook or whatever decoration you make, whatever it is. But what is more important is the person behind it. The person has all these wonderful attributes and characteristics that we actually love. वो कहते हैं ना कि जिसकी रचना इतनी सुंदर वो कितना सुंदर होगा. We have a song ना in movie, in old movies. That is personality. That is called as व्यक्तिवाद. This is अव्यक्तवाद. That means you neglect the personality, only love the things that are impersonal, which belongs to that person. So demigods were very upset with this kind of contamination of the society on earth. So they all went to Brahma and complained to him that this earth is completely contaminated by avyaktavada. So Lord Brahma said, there is no time for incarnation now. Now Lord's incarnation is already done. Buddha has already come and he has done his job and gone. Now next avatar is Kalki avatar at the end of Kali Yuga. Now there is no avatar. So what to do? All the demigods questioned. So Brahma took them to Vishnu. And Vishnu said the same thing, that there is no time for my incarnation now. What to do? And they were very upset and sad. Now how to cure the condition of the earth? So at the same time, Lord Vishnu was gazing very lovingly on all the demigods. Prem se sabko nihar rahe the wo. Like how spiritual master, when he comes from abroad, he stands and he looks into each and everybody's eyes, you know. He's not speaking anything, but when he looks into your eyes, you feel thoroughly satisfied that he's right going into your heart and studying what is going on in your heart, you know. So that loving gaze was going on all the demigods. And finally his gaze settled on Vayudeva. Vayudeva pe unki nazar sthir ho gayi. And he further gazed Vayudeva with great love and affection. And then he opened his mouth and said, Vayudev, you please go down and take incarnation and destroy this Advaitavad and establish personality of the Lord, my personality, and establish devotion to that personality of mine, and establish a fact that the Jiva and the Lord are two different personalities. That's why when we say like this, it also means victory, but it also means Jiva and Lord are different. And the loving relation can exist only when there are two. When there are two personalities, love can exist between them. A relationship can exist between the two living entities. So Madhvacharya always is doing like this. What does that mean? Jiva and the Supreme Lord are two different persons, and the relationship of love exists between the two, the Jiva and the Lord. So this is happening on the upper level. The decision has taken place. Now Vayudev will come down. And there are many, many stories in this, by the way. Now how Vayudev will come down? He has to have some story, some method, some leela, something has to happen. So one time, Lord took Mohini avatar. All of you know, Samudra Manthan was going on and Lord took Mohini avatar. And he cheated the demons and snatched the Amruta from the demons' hands and fed all the demigods. And by mistake, Rahu came in between and his head was chopped and his head only remained, his body died. Anyway, so Mohini was very beautiful, extraordinarily beautiful. Everybody was charmed by Mohini's beauty. So Lord Shiva had come in this pastime much before that. When the poison came, that time Lord Shiva came and drank the poison. And then Shiva went away. But when the Amrut came, Lord Shiva was not there. So he heard about Mohini. That Mohini was so beautiful. The most beautiful, the beauty personified lady form. So he met Lord Vishnu and said that, I want to see that Mohini form of yours. So Lord told him that, you know, if you see my Mohini form, you will get completely enchanted and you are supposed to be a renunciant, Virakta. You will get completely mesmerized and enchanted and you will get lusty. So no, I have full faith in my Virakti. I don't have any problem. So Lord said, okay, if you are so keen, then I will show you. And he said, and the leaders explained in scriptures, that what Mohini Lord showed during the Samudra Manthan pastime, much more beautiful form Lord created in front of Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva had such devotion and love for Krishna So when that same Lord came in the form of a woman, he just got mad after that. And he started running, and Mohini Devi purposely started running. And she just strategically, when she was running, she started removing her clothes and started throwing away one by one. And he was running. And purposely she ran between some of the sages who were worshipping Lord Shiva as a most virakta demigod. You can just imagine, na? People are worshipping you because you are most renounced. And people are practicing renunciation because their boss is renounced. And suddenly they are in meditation, trying to control their senses. And suddenly a lady, half naked, runs between them. So they get disturbed. What is this? This lady has no sense, no behavior, etiquettes. What kind of this lady? And about to settle down with their surprise, that lady is running. To add to their most surprise, what they see is their worshipable Lord Shiva is running behind them, behind that personality. So now they are totally bewildered. Oh, our Lord is running behind. But Lord Shiva is not bothered. He is not attached to the image that his disciples have, his followers have for him. He is simply running after his Lord. So it is said that when he was running behind Mohini, he discharged semen from lusty feelings. And Vayudev collected that semen. And with that, he impregnated Vedavati. That's the story. One more story happened before that. Just before conceiving a child, you know that he was drinking milk, Narayan Bhatta and Vedavati, and they're walking barefoot for 12 years. One day, Makar Sankranti was there. And Makar Sankranti, Ananteshwara, is a big festival. So everybody had gathered, large crowd was there, and Madhyagya hai, Vedavati also was there in the crowd. Suddenly a mad-looking boy, behaving very weirdly, climbed a Dhajastambha. Dhajastambha is a very unique feature in South Indian temples. Wherever you go in South Indian temple, you have a big pole which has got maybe thousands of lamps on that. So they climb on the stair and start lighting from top, and they keep lighting, and they come down. And the lowest level has got large number of lamps. Then they go on narrowing, and then there is one or two lamps on top. So on that Dhajastambha, this mad boy climbed. And because, you know, it's very long, it's like something like 10-12 floors in Bombay, like that tall. So to catch everybody's attention, he started doing weird activities on the top of the Dhajastambha. So everybody, out of worry, out of surprise, were looking at him. At one point of time, when he made sure that everybody is looking at him, suddenly became very serious. And he announced with loud voice that very soon the incarnation of Vayu will take birth and establish personality of Godhead and destroy Advaitavad. And this much he said, came down and got lost in the crowd. Nobody could find him anymore. So they thought, wow, something great happened today. And they went home. And then very soon, Vedavati conceived. At that time, it is said, Vayudev entered with Lord Shiva's semen into her. So, husband was Narayan Bhatta. By the divine arrangement of the Lord, the semen of Lord Shiva was carried by Vayudev. So, this Vayudev is a very important personality. You know, he gave his son, his incarnation as Hanumanji. Right? Hanumanji also the same way. When first he gave that Shiva semen to Kesari's wife Anjani, who was worshipping for having a son. Another story is that when Lord Ram was being born, for example, Dasharatha was performing Putra Kamishti Yagya in Ayodhya under the guidance of Vasishtha Muni, right? And the divine personality comes out of the fire with a pot of kheer, who gives that kheer to Dasharatha Maharaj. And Dasharatha Maharaj is dividing that kheer among his women, among his wives. And while he was dividing, one big, huge bird comes, takes one portion and runs. And when that portion, he is flying in the sky, some of the portion fell in the hand of Anjani Mata. And she immediately licked it. At that time, Vayudev also entered in her through ears with the semen of Lord Shiva. And thus Hanumanji was born. So we will say medically, logically, and scientifically, this all appears to be very unscientific. But thus are the transcendental divine things, the way they happen. They are beyond our logic and scientific understanding. That's why they call us divine. Inexplainable by our material science that our brains can conceive. So Hanumanji was the first son of Vayu. Then second son of Vayu was Bhimsen. When Kunti Devi chanted a mantra and invited Vayu, at that time again Vayu impregnated her and gave her Bhimsen. And third time, Vayudev, on the order of Lord Vishnu, by imposing a lot of mercy and love by Vishnu in him, he gave birth to Madhvacharya. So Madhvacharya is the sannyas name, after sannyas, when he became Acharya. But when he was born, he was called as Vasudeva. So after Makar Sankranti, sometime later, he was conceived. On Dashera day, he was born. On Vijayadashmi day, when they were celebrating the victory of Lord Ram over Ravana, at that time, on the auspicious moment, Vedavati gave birth to a baby boy, and he was named as Vasudev. This Vasudeva, it is said that he was a very unique child. What is your understanding, madam? How often the newly born baby is fed by the mother breastfeeding? How often the mother feeds a newborn baby? Yeah, but how often it is? Too early. At least just 2 hourly mostly. But this baby was demanding every 15 minutes. So his mother was simply constantly feeding him only. Constant feeding was there going on when he was a newborn baby. And 40 days this happened, because 40 days is called as, the ladies don't come out in villages. They stay in a dark room. And that is how it matches with our 40 days also medically. That 40 days period is there. What is it called? Neonatal time, whatever. So when that time was finished, there was a plan to take the baby and the mother to the temple of Lord Ananteshwara. Okay? So they took a procession, because he was a great Brahmin. So Brahmins were there singing songs and shlokas and hymns in praise of the Lord for the pleasure of the baby. And there was a palanquin in between, and the baby and mother were sitting in palanquin, and some girls with auspicious kalashas in the hand and singing songs, and again some guards behind. Like that, full entourage was going all the way. And they took darshan, they worshipped the Lord, and they took the baby to temple, and they were coming back from that time. Very unusual thing happened. It was getting dark that time, and suddenly huge sounds were coming, threatening and fearful sounds. So everybody was wondering what happened now. First time we are coming out of the baby, and what is happening? So local villagers told that there is a Brahma Rakshas here. Brahma Rakshas is supposed to be the most fearful form of ghosts. There are 11 kinds of ghosts, Bhuta, Preta, Pishacha, Dakini, Vetal, like that. There are 11 types. And the 11th type, last one, is most ferocious and most dangerous and most strong, ghostly form. So everybody told that this is a Brahma Rakshas now becoming active, because it's twilight time. So now what to do? Suddenly one of the guards started vomiting blood. And he fell down unconscious, vomiting blood and passing diarrhea. He was possessed by the Brahma Rakshas. And through that person, the Brahma Rakshas started speaking. He said, "I will destroy all of you." So they were saying, "Please save us." He said, "The child in the palanquin is the incarnation of Vayu, the most powerful devotee of Lord Vishnu. If you all give me the dust of the lotus feet of that child, I will get delivered from the Brahma Rakshas form, and the person haunted by me also will get delivered." So immediately they took out the child and put his feet on that person who was haunted by the Brahma Rakshasa. As soon as the lotus feet of this boy was put on the head of that haunted person, that person immediately got relieved. He got, of course, exhausted, but he was relieved of that haunted condition. And the Brahma Rakshasa thanked them and also got delivered. Thus, at that moment of time, Madhya Geha Narayan Bhatta remembered the event that took place on Makar Sankranti. How he would connect to that event? He was there in the event. He heard the prophecy. What is it called? Prophecy, right? But how could he relate that this could be the child? He could only relate when this happened, when the Brahmarakshasa announced that the child in the palanquin is son of the Vayu. So he understood, oh, that prophecy was meant for me. And thus they were very happy that ultimately Lord chose us to have this child. Then 3 months passed like this, and the time for Annaprasana came. The mother used to be so busy with the child that the mother never got free time, because every 15 minutes there is a demand. So what? Both breasts he would empty and still he would keep crying. So 3 months passed like this. The time came to give him grains, and mother would never go. But that day, mother just gave the son to the elder sister, and she said, take care of him, I'm just coming, few minutes. As soon as mother went, the boy Vasudev started crying loudly. Now the baby girl, little elder girl, small aged, she was not so trained to handle a newborn baby. So she said, my God, my mother went away, baby is crying, what to do now? He's crying. So she went out and started calling, mother. Mother was not so close to hear her calls, and she would enter the house again to see the baby. Baby is howling. She would go in again, she would go out, she would go in and go out. And finally, one time when she went out again to call, and she went in again, she saw baby was not there. So she was searching where the baby went. Where the baby must have gone? Baby entered a 40 kilo raw grains of cows. The baby crawled into a bag of 40 kilos of the raw grains which the cows would eat. And baby broke the bag and ate all the 40 kilos of grains. And that was the Annaprasana ceremony of Vasudeva. That showed the prowess, you know, like the prowess of this boy, like Hanumanji and Bhima. So this is some of the childhood stories of... So I just will tell you in details about the story of Madhvacharya. And tomorrow we will go to his birthplace. Tomorrow we have planned to go to his birthplace. We'll tell you all the stories in details. But just to tell you who Ananteshwara is, I told you some of the stories of Madhvacharya. So Ananteshwara is that Lord who is Parashuram himself, who was established by King Ram Bhoja, and then Mayur Varma, to uplift the spirituality, invited so many Brahmins in that place, and thus Ananteshwara was worshipped. Okay, so again we'll have a small break.